This ESPN podcast is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com.
The Cardinals are rolling, averaging 38 points per game. Up next, they head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers.
Touchdown!
The Steelers and Cardinals, presented by Advanced Auto Parts. Coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio.
The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Doctor?
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 You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Cashel, radio host of the Chicago Bulls. Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly here on ESPN 1000. Sports Medicine Weekly being presented in part by AlignMed, by AlloSource, by Athletico, by ATI Physical Therapy, by Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, by Don Joy Orthopedics, by Karen Malkin Health Consulting, by Integrated Orthopedics, and by MedWest. I'll soon be joined by my co-host, Dr. Brian Cole, the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls, co-head team physician of the Chicago White Sox, and sports medicine specialist from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. Back to get it going right after this on ESPN Radio.
I'd been having knee pain for quite some time and did what probably a lot of people do. I just ignored it and hoped it would go away. After a month, I couldn't take the pain anymore. I went to my family orthopedic. He told me that I needed physical therapy. When I received my prescription for therapy, the first thing I did was search PT companies online. I came across ATI Physical Therapy. It's close to home, has some great reviews, and when I called, they verified my insurance and scheduled me right away. No wait, everything was so easy, and the staff was great. They kept my doctor informed of my progress along the way. Honestly, I looked forward to going to my appointments. ATI made me feel like my recovery was their most important priority. I'd recommend them to anyone needing physical therapy. The experience was something I'll never forget.
To learn more about what it's like to be a patient at ATI Physical Therapy, visit ATIPT.com and start your journey to get back to your best today. ATIPT.com.
Leading the way in cellular and tissue therapies, AlloSource helps surgeons get their patients back in the game of life. Life-saving and life-enhancing allografts play a critical role in bone and soft tissue repair, helping to restore function and movement. To learn more about AlloSource or allografts, please visit allosource.org.
The best athletes in the world and their medical teams have been trusting DonJoy products for over 30 years. With a goal to protect and return confidence in sport post-injury, DonJoy is the trusted leader to get and keep athletes in action. Whether it's football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, or even the official medical supplier to the U.S. ski team, always trust the global leader in sports medicine. Trust DonJoy, a product of DJOGlobal.com.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
And we're back on Sports Medicine Weekly. Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole. Net proceeds of our program, Sports Medicine Weekly, go to support orthopedic research at Rush through the LiveActiveNow.org fund. Dr. Cole, there's a huge event coming up here in the middle of October, October 19th and 20th, here in the Chicago area. It's a golf event. See, this is a perfect combination for me and you. It's a real athletic golf event called Speed Golf. It's going to be at the Glen Club in Glenview. Again, October 19th and 20th, some of the best players in the world. I'm talking about speed golfers, all right? The Speed Golf World Championship. And we've got a guest on with us. It's Ari Crum, who is the reigning world champion. And Ari played golf at Stanford, teaming with Tiger Woods during his college years. He's also run the Boston Marathon, a shade over 3 hours. So he is the reigning world champion of the Speed Golf World Championships. And isn't this right up your alley, right? Because I know you'd rather not play golf 18 holes and walk or take a cart, especially take a cart. But if you could run, that interests you, right?
I mean, that would serve every single purpose. It would be the closest thing to ready golf, right, which I love.
Yep.
It would shorten the duration of it, I'm sure. Once I get to 12 holes, I'm almost going out of my – I did recently
shorten the
club.
Duration. Wait till we talk to Ari. You won't believe how quick he plays.
And get all the exercise in. I would be absolutely all over it. I mean, is it something that is – you're finding at many clubs, or these are events that are happening?
Yeah, events. Ari, fill us in with more. How did you get started, by the way?
Well, thanks for having me on, you guys. I really appreciate it. And
I got a call from my dad a few years ago. He had watched a CBS special, about an hour-long special on the World Championships that was held in, I think it was 2012 at Bandon Dunes. And he called me and he said, you know, you really ought to look into this. It combines, you know, two of your favorite sports right now. And I had never heard of it, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I had several nights when you're trying to get in the last few holes when the sun's going down, you kind of sprint around and, you know, I've kind of done my own version of it, but didn't know it was actually a sport. So looked it up, and sure enough, World Championships held at a great golf course at Bandon Dunes. I said, man, I got to figure out how to start training and get into this.
Let me ask you a silly question. I only ask him because the last time I played golf, I lost a ball every hole. So I went through,
sure.
And I got yellow balls. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference. You can still lose a yellow ball just like a white ball, in case you didn't know. What happens when you, like, do you play the same rules as golf? And, like, you go out of bounds, you lose a ball, you put a ball in, that you lose a stroke. You just play, but you're running and hitting the ball. Is that what you're doing?
Sure. Same exact rules with the exception of two. One is you can leave the pin in. You know, for time's sake, you don't want to be taking the pin out. It's not a two-shot penalty if you leave the pin in. The second rule is if you hit it in the gorse or if you have a lost ball, at any point you can take the line of flight, drop a ball in a one-shot penalty. So it's sort of a lot of courses kind of have that as a local ruling, but it's certainly not a USGA rule. So there is a difference there. But those are the only two. Otherwise, it's exactly the rules of golf as you know it.
And I know courses differ in length, right? So what are the typical distances you'd be running when it's all said and done?
Typically, they move us one up from the tips. It varies on the length of the golf course.
Obviously, how you hit the ball, it varies too.
But, you know, the World Championships will probably be played at somewhere around 6,300 yards, which is, you know, certainly shorter than what a PGA event would be held at. But they, you know, they want to keep the tradition of golf. I mean, it's adding in a whole new element. It's a very different sport, but golf, you know, a crucial element. So they want to test, you know, make it tougher into the golfer.
Usually it's like a 5-mile run though, wouldn't you say, Ari?
It is. And, you know, obviously it depends on the length of the course, the distance between the tees to the greens, but when I put on a watch and run various courses around my area and when I travel, and it ranges anywhere from 4.8 to 5.8 miles typically on one of these events.
Well, 6,300 yards, in case you're wondering, is 3.57 miles.
Is it? Okay.
But that's assuming you hit it straight and the shortest distance between two points.
That's right. And assuming, you know, and then you got to add the distance between the hole to the next tee box.
I'm looking at least the 2-to-1 ratio.
And, you know, they have par. I mean, what is a good score? Par is, you know, 126. You know, consider that you add your strokes and your minutes. Is that how it works? If you shoot a 75 in 51 minutes, you're at even par, right, Ari?
It is. And there's various debates on that, on sort of the speed golf form and all that, of what should be, the par. But I won the World Championships last year. I shot a 76 in 44 minutes. And
44 minutes.
That is my kind of golf, man.
Right there. You know, it was close. And right now there's a lot of guys that are breaking the 40-minute barrier. Obviously, it depends on the course you're playing, on the length and the amount of hills and all that. But I think, you know, a lot of guys are getting down in the low 40s now. And there's also the other side of the spectrum. A lot of guys shooting under par but can't quite get the score down. So there's that, you know, what's the right mix between how fast do you run and not affect your golf game?
Visiting with Ari Crum. Ari is the reigning world champion in speed golf. Again, he played golf at Stanford with Tiger Woods from the 94 to 96 campaigns, ran the 2011 Boston Marathon in a shade over 3 hours, and we've got the Speed Golf World Championships coming to the Glen Club in Glenview October 19th and 20th.
And let me ask you a question. How many clubs do you carry?
I personally carry 5.
And is it a special bag? It's a special bag that you put, like a light, ultra-lightweight bag kind of thing?
Correct. A real lightweight bag. You know, you bring as least amount of balls as possible.
Yeah, you got to predict. Predict that one.
You'd be surprised when you're going for speed how much adding just one club can make a difference. Your bicep gets tired. It slows you down.
How do you carry them?
So, I carry it. I have a grip that I specially made for the bag. You don't throw it over your shoulder because then it's bouncing and making noise and kind of slows you down. So, I kind of alternate, you know, one hand to the other hand as I'm running. And I personally carry 5 clubs. I bring a driver, 6-iron. 9-iron sand wedge putter, And that varies a little bit depending on the course. You know, if it, there's a lot of narrow, tight holes, sometimes it's, it makes sense to throw in a 3-iron or something. Some people only play with a 3-wood. It eliminates the time necessary to use a tee, makes you a little bit more versatile on the second shots on a par 5.
Yeah, no, I learned that. I learned recently that you only need 3. I do the 3-wood, a hybrid, and a putter. I can do the whole
No irons?
Well, the hybrid's kind of, the hybrid's my iron.
Wow. You got to be good with that hybrid. So you're
I'm really good. It goes, that's the only club I hit that goes straight.
You should try this now, but it is tough because I know we've talked about how do you practice for speed golf, and you know you really have to probably make a tee time be the first one off that day. And Ari, how do you practice? I know you're in Boise, Idaho is where you make your home now, but how do you practice speed golf on a regular public or even private course with everyone else using carts and walking?
I separate the two sports. You know, I really like to practice golf and play golf the way it's traditionally played. I feel like that's best for my golf game. And then I like to run. You know, I do track workouts, tempo workouts, long distance runs. And then once a week, I'll do an actual speed golf event because there's, you know, you need to learn the ins and outs of the actual speed golf. I belong to a club out here. They're great. They're nice enough to let me out. And I kind of, you know, beat everyone out in the morning. So I'm the first one out. And then you sometimes get in the way of the maintenance crew, and there's always a hassle here and there, but it's fun. And we, you know, there's probably 6 or 8 guys who come out and do it periodically. And, you know, we're trying to establish a little bit more understanding of the game and get people interested. And I find everyone's interested, but not a ton of people come out and do it yet. And I think that's one of the prohibitive factors, you know, is they don't have a course that is necessarily open to doing it, or, you know, they don't really know how to get started.
How many people would you guess in the country play speed golf? It may be a silly question, but I'm just curious how common this is.
It's funny you ask that. I was asking that the other day with someone, and we really have no idea. And
Is there an association?
It depends if you're talking about competing in speed golf or just doing it. There's a lot of people who have done it, right? They go out and they play their evening nine as quick as they can. Actual people who are competing in speed golf can't be that many. I mean, I think it's growing. I think a lot of people are finally aware that it even exists as a sport. I find that internationally the sport is gaining much more attention, a little bit more rapidly anyways. They had a qualifier in New Zealand and Japan and Australia and the UK.
No cigars, no beers, right?
That's right.
None of that.
Nope. But you are finding, Ari, you are finding some of these former Olympians participating, right?
Absolutely. We got two great runners. One guy, Bernard Lagat, is the American record holder in the 5K, and he is, you know, just a phenomenal runner. He's pretty green when it comes to golfing. He's, you know, he's got a lot to learn there, so he's not a great competitor necessarily yet in speed golf. The other guy, Nick Willis, took a silver medal in, he's from New Zealand, I think it was the 2008 Olympics. Obviously an incredible runner, and he actually is a single-digit handicapped golfer, so he's a legitimate threat. He's a good player. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting, Dr. Cole? I mean, you've got former Olympians, world champions, right?
No, this is mainstream. I think it's awesome. I mean, it's a whole new sport for a whole different subset of people.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And, Ari, you are also a chiropractor in Boise. Is that right?
I am, yeah. I do a lot of soft tissue therapy and exercise therapy and work with a lot of, you know, sports medicine docs and orthopedic docs out here and really enjoy it. You know, I think it's neat to be involved in the medical community so much because it just keeps me on the up and up in terms of what's out there and how to prevent injuries. And if I do in fact get hurt, I got some good guys to take care of me too.
Yeah, you live in a marvelous place.
And as we let you go, I mentioned a couple times you played collegiate golf with Tiger Woods at Stanford. Any favorite Tiger stories, or how was it to be around Tiger during the college years?
Well, Tiger was such an incredible golfer. If nothing else, it made me feel pretty lousy about my game when I was in college and my teammate. We could just dominate me at any point. But, the thing about Tiger, he could hit any shot and hit some shots that no one else could. You know, I mean, in the game of golf, it's hard to win week in and week out. And I don't know what his winning percentage was in college, but it probably wasn't that much higher than it was in the pros when he first turned. You know, he probably won only every third or fourth tournament. But he could, when you watched him on the driving range, he could just hit these shots that nobody else would. You know, he would we had a dormitory to the left of our driving range, and he could drop a ball on the ground and pull out a driver right off the deck and just hit it over the dormitory with a huge banana slice right back under the driving range. And, you know, not that any of us would even think of attempting something like that, you know, but the fact he could pull it off on a regular basis was pretty impressive.
Was he a good teammate?
He was a great teammate. You know, he was pretty famous even then. So he was probably a little reserved on how easy it was to get to know him. But he cared about the team. And, you know, I always really appreciated Tiger as a teammate, and I root for him. And I hope he gets his game back. Looks like he had a pretty good end of the season this year.
Yes, he did. And we hope for golf he gets his game back. Ari Crum, thanks so much for joining us. Ari, we'll see you at the Glen Club October 19th to 20th. Again, the Glen Club in Glenview hosting the Speed Golf World Championship. So can't wait to see you again. And I had a chance to play Dr. Cole with Ari during the media day at the Speed Golf media day at Glen Club about a month ago. So we had some fun. And yes, he's an excellent player. So can't wait to see you run and play. We didn't run that run. We took carts.
You beat me that day, Steve. You're a good golfer yourself.
I was okay. No, you were great, though. It's hard to compete against you. Thanks, Ari. Take care of yourself.
We'll see you later. Thanks, guys.
All right. Ari Crum, reigning world champion from Speed Golf. I'm Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole. Back with more of the show after this.
On ESPN Radio.
Feeling tired, sluggish, and overweight? If you're looking to lose weight and gain energy, join us in Karen Malkin's 14-day transformation cleanse. You're going to absolutely love this Whole Foods cleanse. You'll feel great, lose weight, build lean muscle, improve sleep, boost metabolism, and enhance athletic performance. This VIP Done For You cleanse comes with a 14-day transformation wellness bag containing MCT Lean Vegan Protein Blend, fat-burning MCT Lean MCT Oil, snacks, superfoods, recipes, guidelines, videos, and other surprises. You will absolutely love this program. Sign up at 14daytransformation.com. That's the numbers 14daytransformation.com or visit Karen's website at karenmalkin.com. That's KarenMalkin.com.
Correct alignment and good posture are keys to health and performance. Alignment, a science and clinical test-based company, addresses this fundamental wellness need through its revolutionary line of products. Wearing Alignment will dynamically train muscles and joints, strengthen and improve posture performance, and prevent injury. Elite professional athletes, leading doctors, physical therapists, active adults, and everyday workers already enjoy the benefits. And all you have to do to feel and look better is wear Alignment. That's why we say Alignment. Get into it.
At Athletico Physical Therapy, we know there is freedom from pain and you can get back to doing the things you love. Whether it's running an 8K, playing a game of tag in the yard, or walking safely to your car, pain should not slow you down. With locations throughout 8 states that offer complimentary injury screens, your choice to go with our team is the smart choice. Visit Athletico.com to request your complimentary injury screening and start feeling better with us today. Athletico, better for everybody.
The Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul Blue Demons rely on Midwest Orthopedics at Rush for advanced orthopedic treatment. So can you. We are the team physicians for these Chicago teams, and we're ready to be on your healthcare team, too. Get expert care from these regional leaders at 4 Chicagoland locations. Learn more at rushortho.com. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, your world-class team physicians.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Back here on Sports Medicine Weekly to access prior shows, interviews, and valuable resources on sports injuries and fitness, please visit our blog at smwhome.net or sportsmedicineweekly.com. Our producer, board operator, George Katsarilos, our coordinating producer, Teresa Ann Seeger. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. Dr. Cole, of course, the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls, co-team physician for the Chicago White Sox. So the Bulls in training camp now, Dr. Cole. And take me through the steps, the protocol, so to speak, how your medical staff got these guys into camp. A lot of fans don't know the kind of the things they go through really in day one, even though you've been working with these guys, I'm sure, all summer. But there is a specific set of things you guys do, right, that day before training camp?
Well,
opens?
Yeah, I mean, it starts really in the last third of the summer leading up to it because these guys, most of them have been working out and training the whole summer, but they really tend to amp up because training camp is one of the hardest parts of the year because they're just reinitiating high levels of activity and the scrimmages are hard and it's very physical and it's used as a way to get them together as a team, but also to start their conditioning at a level that makes them basketball ready, because even if you train all summer, you're not basketball ready, you know? So these guys, we actually have a really efficient process now. It was a challenge to get everything done in one day. So now with Jeff and my assistants, I have Jeff Tanaka, the head trainer. And then I have two assistants, actually three, Samantha, Valerie, and Helen, who help with, it's almost a full-time job this time of year. They will meet the players will come in before camp starts. Rather than do it all in one day, do all the testing, we actually have them come in and do the orthopedic evaluation, typically with me, maybe with one of my partners if I'm out, and then with Kathy Weber to do the medical. And then we try to do the echoes and the pulmonary testing and the blood testing and so forth at Rush. Then by the time they get to the day prior to practice starting, which is often doubles in October, they're meeting, you know, ophthalmology, they're doing orthotics, they're doing functional assessment with the strength and conditioning people and performance people. So then that gives them more time, and we don't have to do all the medical. We do get some preseason MRIs to get baseline MRIs on certain areas often. But that way, when we come to camp, most of it's taken care of. Every once in a while, you get a couple stragglers that haven't been able to get in early. But it's great now because we get about 2-3 weeks to get it all done before camp actually starts, which takes the pressure off.
Interesting. So these guys are all tested, and they're ready to go. And what typical injuries might we see in an NBA training camp then? I mean, again, you mentioned guys will go through some two-a-days. I mean, Fred Hoiberg, our new head coach, we'll do a 10 a.m. practice and then one again maybe at 5 or 6 p.m.
Yeah, so think about lockout, the transition from lockout to play. You know, think about football. Remember what happened.
Sure.
We saw Achilles issues. We saw a lot of quad strains, hamstring strains, ankle sprains, overuse, dehydration. We're usually putting in a couple of IVs. Because there's nothing that they do over the summer that can truly mirror what goes on at camp. I mean, that's the tough part. It's hard to get enough guys together that can put up at a high level through the movements. So those are the kinds of things we see. And sometimes we get some young guys who are new at camp who may or may not be with us, you know, so they're new to the whole NBA thing. It's a lot different when you're playing college versus NBA. So they're usually overuse, muscle strains, things like that. They're rarely high drama surgical problems. That's rare, fortunately.
Sure. And what about nutrition and things? You guys have your own nutritionist with the Bulls? Guiding these guys the proper way to eat?
We have, you know, the nutrition thing piece has actually improved significantly. I don't know if you've been over to the Advocate Center, but they've done an amazing job at...
I've seen behind the scenes, yeah.
I mean, they have it's actually a great place to go eat. They have an amazing catering company now that works with them, and the food is outstanding. And
so
it's
they
really
feed the players.
Quality.
They can have breakfast there. They
don't
can
have to
lunch.
Leave. They don't even have to leave the Advocate Center. I mean, it's crazy. You know, you'd like to hang out there for a couple of days. And there is a nutritionist who works in the background who helps, and they're very well attended to. I mean, it's like a racehorse, to be honest with you.
Well, I know some of these players in the past have hired, you know, the old chef that was working at the Berto Center to literally cook their meals for them, because saying, you know, instead of going to some fast food places, I'd rather hire this guy to, you know, custom make my food and have it ready for me when I get home at night.
Right?
That's not uncommon.
Not at all. I mean, when you have a really busy schedule and you're not sleeping, you're traveling back to back, I mean, that's, you got to eat. And the thing is, if you don't have the time to prepare it, you end up eating poor quality food. And food is a really big part of an athlete, you know, in terms of maintenance and performance. So I'm glad these guys do that. And, you know, fortunately they have the ability to do it, but it's really critical, because some of these guys, you talk to them when they've changed their diet. You remember, you said, I think it was Derek who was...
Well, Derek loves Skittles and
like that.
Never eat breakfast, or, you know, all of a sudden he's got, okay, I'm a professional high-level elite athlete now.
Right.
I've got to eat breakfast and eat the right things, right?
Yeah. No, then I'd say virtually every one of them takes it seriously. I mean, it's kind of fun to talk to them about it, look at some of their habits, and it's great that they're really mature about it and they take it seriously.
Absolutely. And if somebody has a problem, let's just take us through, our listeners, through a situation like that. It usually starts with the head trainer then, and it filters down to you, the head team doctor.
Yeah, I mean, we're only a mile away now, so, which is great. It used to be a challenge when you're up at Deerfield. So I have someone, we have five sports medicine fellows who work with, who we train every year, and we have them cover the practices because there's I forgot I didn't mention there's often laceration.
Now, when you say fellow, you use that word a lot in our show, and yeah. I'm thinking fellowship, right? Now, what does that mean?
Yeah, so when people finish their residency, they can go out, they're board eligible, they can go out and practice orthopedics or in any specialty, but we train 5 people a year. I train a shoulder and elbow fellow and 5 sports medicine fellows every year, which means they get an additional year of training. And it basically what it does is it propels them almost 4 to 5 years into the future because they see so much. We see a lot of complex things, what we call tertiary problems. It's not, you know, bread and butter things that they're going to see in their first year, and it helps propel them educationally to the next level. So we, you know, and plus it's great for us because it challenges us. We don't just, the difference between being an academic private practice versus just private practice is that we're constantly being challenged by really intelligent people. We're being asked the hard questions. Why do you do this? Why do you make this decision? So at any rate, yeah, so fellows are 1 more year of training in an individual who could otherwise be in practice. It's a specialty training, in this case, sports medicine, shoulder and elbow surgery.
Interesting stuff. Dr. Brian Cole, I'm Steve Cashel. Back with more of Sports Medicine Weekly after this.
On ESPN Radio.
Midwest Orthopedics at Rush is nationally recognized as a leader in comprehensive orthopedic services. As team physicians for the Chicago Bulls, Chicago White Sox, and Chicago Fire Soccer Club, their physicians understand the importance of quality care for high-performance athletes and weekend warriors. Regardless of the level of the athlete, recreational, high school, college, even professionals, Midwest Orthopedics at Rush strives to provide the highest quality, state-of-the-art healthcare services. To better serve their patients, they provide expert care across 4 Chicagoland locations, with a new location in Northwest Indiana coming soon. Their cutting-edge research, diagnosis methods, and treatments make them the highest-ranked program in the state of Illinois by U.S. News and World Report rankings. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit them at rushortho.com or call 877-MD-BONES. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, when only the best will do.
The best athletes in the world and their medical teams have been trusting DonJoy products for over 30 years. With a goal to protect and return confidence in sport post-injury, DonJoy is the trusted leader to get and keep athletes in action. Whether it's football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, or even the official medical supplier to the U.S. ski team, always trust the global leader in sports medicine. Trust DonJoy, a product of DJOGlobal.com.
Leading the way in cellular and tissue therapies, ElloSource helps surgeons get their patients back in the game of life. Life-saving and life-enhancing allografts play a critical role in bone and soft tissue repair, helping to restore function and movement. To learn more about ElloSource or allografts, please visit ellosource.org.
I'd been having knee pain for quite some time and did what probably a lot of people do. I just ignored it and hoped it would go away. After a month, I couldn't take the pain anymore. I went to my family orthopedic. He told me that I needed physical therapy. When I received my prescription for therapy, the first thing I did was search PT companies online. I came across ATI Physical Therapy. It's close to home, has some great reviews, and when I called, they verified my insurance and scheduled me right away. No wait, everything was so easy, and the staff was great. They kept my doctor informed of my progress along the way. Honestly, I looked forward to going to my appointments. ATI made me feel like my recovery was their most important priority. I'd recommend them to anyone needing physical therapy. The experience was something I'll never forget.
To learn more about what it's like to be a patient at ATI Physical Therapy, visit ATIPT.com and start your journey to get back to your best today. ATIPT.com.
Feeling tired, sluggish, and overweight? If you're looking to lose weight and gain energy, join us in Karen Malkin's 14-day transformation cleanse. You're going to absolutely love this Whole Foods cleanse. You'll feel great, lose weight, build lean muscle, improve sleep, boost metabolism, and enhance athletic performance. This VIP Done For You cleanse comes with a 14-day transformation wellness bag containing MCT Lean Vegan Protein Blend, fat-burning MCT Lean MCT Oil, snacks, superfoods, recipes, guidelines, videos, and other surprises. You will absolutely love this program. Sign up at 14daytransformation.com. That's the numbers 14daytransformation.com or visit Karen's website at KarenMalkin.com. That's KarenMalkin.com.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Well, that will do it for another edition of Sports Medicine Weekly. Many thanks to our producer and board operator, George Katsarilos. Our coordinating producer is Teresa Ann Seeger. We also want to thank David Cole for managing the website and our business operations, as well as Samantha Smith. For Dr. Brian Cole, I'm Steve Cashel saying so long. Thanks for listening to Sports Medicine Weekly here on ESPN 1000. Back to do it again next week. We'll see you then.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Last week, Julie Carroll posted a status that read, "Just had the most delicious banana ever." It got 2 likes and 4 comments. Well, Julie, Geico also wants to make a comment. What if we told you in as little as 15 minutes you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico? With those hundreds of dollars, we bet you can find another banana equally, if not more, delicious than the one you had last week. Hashtag go bananas, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Cardinals are rolling, averaging 38 points per game. Up next, they head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers.
Touchdown!
The Steelers and Cardinals, presented by Advanced Auto Parts. Coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio.